Homesickness is a way of life for many children with parents in the military. The constant relocation can take its toll. Now, more and more parents are deciding that the solution may be to take the school with them when their families move. In rural Cumberland County, North Carolina, where the Army's Fort Bragg and Pope Air Force Base are located, the number of homeschooling families has almost doubled in the last few years. From member station WUNC Chapel Hill, Jessica Jones reports.
Candace Eckman's home in Fayetteville, North Carolina, looks like it's been a school for a long time. A chalkboard, colorful maps, and homework assignments are all over her living room. And Eckman quizzes her only student like a seasoned teacher. Her 8-year-old son, Jamie, has just finished watching a video about Benjamin Franklin.
Why was he flying the kite?
So we could learn about electricity.
Electricity. What did he have on the end of the kite string?
A key.
But Eckman says she never considered homeschooling Jamie until just a few years ago, even though she once taught elementary school. Her husband is a sergeant in the Air Force, and the family moves constantly. They've moved 3 times since Jamie became 5, school age. Eckman noticed her son was struggling with having to move, find new friends, and adjust to a new classroom every so often. So Eckman decided Jamie shouldn't have to change schools every time he changes neighborhoods.
Homeschooling is, even though he doesn't take this with him, he takes his school with him. He has the same books and the same teacher and the same principal, his dad.
Like Eckman, many other military families are constantly on the move and always being transferred. That's why they're turning to homeschooling. States and the Department of Defense don't track how many military families homeschool their children. But military parents say there's a well-known network of homeschooling support groups that have grown up over the last 10 years. There's at least one on almost every military installation, including Pope Air Force Base in North Carolina. These support groups help the parents and the kids cope with the problems of homeschooling, including the social isolation. At a bowling alley on the base, the members of Pope's support group are getting together for their once-a-week gym activity. Debbie Hayes, who heads the group, says this is an important time for the kids.
They need the interaction with each other because they can, you know, mingle with other homeschoolers that are also military.
Hayes says both military parents and their kids need these meetings.
But it's nice to get together with a military group. So we just all understand what we're going through and how often we've moved and how stressful that can be on families.
Besides moving often, many military families must also deal with the stress of having one parent deployed halfway across the world. When that happens, members of this group pitch in to team teach kids and help with errands. But many of the mothers here say they wouldn't have chosen to homeschool if their children could have attended the Department of Defense school on the base. It has an excellent reputation. Enrollment is limited to families who get military housing on the base, and the wait can be as long as a year and a half. Jody Russell, whose husband is in the Army, says her daughter Katie, who's very bright, thrived in the base school she used to attend.
We were stationed in Georgia before we came here, and she was in Department of Defense school for kindergarten and first grade, and they worked with us real well. She was allowed to go 2 grades up for certain subjects while we were there. And then we moved here, and the public school just did not have that ability to do that for us.
That kind of flexibility and individual attention is what these parents like about homeschooling. They can tailor a curriculum to fit their children's abilities and interests. Thanks to the other homeschooling groups in the area, Jody Russell has put together an edifying schedule for her daughter Katie, though she admits it is a busy one.
She goes to an advanced math class. She's part of the chess club. We just finished the science fair. We have swimming. We go swimming every other Friday in the afternoon.
Yet despite all these activities, Katie, who's almost 9, says it wasn't easy making the transition from belonging to a big classroom of kids to being her mother's only student.
I didn't have the other kids, so we couldn't play games where, you know, you like do a spelling bee or something, so we couldn't do that kind of stuff. So that's what made it hard, was I didn't have the other people.
Other kids in the group say they'd like more social contact, too. Even 8-year-old Jamie Eckman, though he's been homeschooled for years. But whenever he passes by a school, Jamie's aware there's a trade-off.
Every time I see Reese's, I just think about it. But If I join, I won't be able to spend more time with my family.
Jamie says when he misbehaves, his mother jokingly threatens to send him to public school. He says after that, it never takes long for him to straighten out. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Fayetteville, North Carolina.